Hi, Bridge family and friends. This is Christine, and I'm coming to you from Kent Island, Maryland. And today I wanted to share a place that's very special to me. This is a road where I take my daily walks on every day, and I spend time praying to the Lord for my family members, for my church brothers and sisters in the Lord, for other countries, and just to spend time with the Lord to seek His will on my life. As the years have gone by and time has gone by, and I continue to take these daily walks, I'm reminded of where I started with my journey with the Lord and how I have prayed and cried out to Him over time. And I just want to share with you the amazing work that He has done, that He is doing, and that I know that He'll continue to do. When I was first saved, born again, I knew about the Great Commission, but I didn't know where I was to start. All I knew is the Lord told me to go, therefore, make disciples of all nations, teaching them to obey all that I have commanded. And I spent a lot of time just crying out to Him, Lord, please show me. He put Africa on my heart during this time. And I remember and reflect on walking down this road every night just saying, Lord, what do you want me to do? Do you want me to just jump on a plane and go somewhere? And I just don't know where to start. And it was funny because I continued to cry out to Him, and one day He led me to Moses to share the gospel with him. And over that time, about 9 months, as I discipled with Moses through messaging between here in the United States to Africa, Moses came to the Lord by the miracle of God's saving grace. And since then, and through a lot of prayer in our church, I know that our whole church body has been praying for many years now. We've seen so many people come to Christ, and now we have a beautiful church body in Uganda of brothers and sisters that thirst for the Word. So every night that I come out here and reflect on what God has done, I wanted to share with you just how awesome God is. Another thing I wanted to share with you is after going through traveling all the way to Africa and coming back home, I would come back home after spending time with such thirsty people who just wanted to know the Lord and wanted to know His Word. And I would come back to the States and just be met with much resistance, as I shared. And I would again come out and pray. I found resistance even in my own home. I have a husband and two sons, and they have a lot of friends that come around. And I guess it can be embarrassing at times when you have a mom that just wants to share Jesus with everybody. And so for a while, I actually scaled back on sharing, and I spent some time in Deuteronomy, and it was on this road that the Lord revealed to me and reminded me that He said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I woke up and I was reminded that it's not just about going to other nations, but it's about also sharing the gospel right here, right in our homes, right with our neighbors in our community. And He really woke me up through this, and I became bold again. I became bold to share with a lot of young men that come around my house, the teenagers and 20-year-olds that come around my house to hang out with my sons. And I have to tell you something, that after the Lord gave me boldness, He also opened the door for me to share with these young men, and they've been receptive. Now, I haven't seen anyone surrender their lives to the Lord or become born again, but He continues to open the door. These young men come over, they ask questions about God's Word, and they're receptive, and I share every time, because as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So as folks come over my house, that's what I do. I share Jesus. And I want to encourage all of you to do the same. Pray for the Lord to give you boldness and encouragement and just reflect on where you've started and where He has you now and all that He's done in our lives to grow us in His Word. Really take the time out to spend with Him, alone time. Ask, like I have, for Him to remove the distractions in our lives. It's so important, and it's so important for us to reflect on where He has us. And it's also important to continue to pray on where He wants to take us. I have another thing to share with you. Recently, two of our sisters from Uganda had asked me what God's Word says about how we should live a godly life as women. And I have to tell you, I felt so inadequate to answer that question. And the Lord really convicted me to go back to His Word and to understand. And since then, it's been over a 4-month journey through His Word. And I have to tell you that I've been changed in going through this. As we spend time discipling others, we're not just teaching them and that they're just being changed, but God is changing us as well as we go and learn His Word and let Him change us. So I spend a lot of time out here just reflecting and crying out to Him for Him to change me as well as our family. I also will come out here, pray for our brothers and sisters, but I also pray for those that have left our church. I mourn greatly over that at times, and I just want to let you know that this is where I come and just cry out to the Lord for Him to truly capture hearts and bring people to be centered in Christ Himself, that it's not about a building or about us having a good time and having good relationships, but it's really about leading a Christ-centered life and really just focusing on Him. And so I pray for that. And that's everything I wanted to share for today. So I love you all, and I will hope to see you all soon.